A Senate subcommittee will hold a hearing tomorrow in Washington on Alaska Native corporations and the advantages they get through a Small Business Administration program. The Subcommittee on Contracting Oversight will take testimony from government workers involved in the program, as well as national Native business organizations. However, no one representing Alaska Native corporations has been invited to testify. Many Alaskans plan to attend tomorrow's hearing anyway, including Helvi Sandvik, who serves as president of NANA Development Corporation, the business arm of NANA Regional Corporation, which serves the Inupiat of Northwest Alaska. NANA is part of a coalition that formed this week to promote the Small Business Administration's 8A program. The group, called Native 8A Works, wants to get its message to Congress. NANA and 19 other Native corporations have turned over their financial information to the Senate subcommittee in preparation for tomorrow's hearing. Sandvik says she hopes the corporations will have a chance to share their perspective at some point.
The concern I have is the context in which the data is presented, and you know, I would love an opportunity to explain who we are as an Alaska Native corporation. I'm not sure there is a great deal of understanding about ANCSA, the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, the purpose of ANCSA, the fact that this particular program that we participate in and some of the opportunities that we are able to become engaged, it's not limited to Alaska Native corporations.
Sandvik says the same rules apply to Lower 48 Indian tribes and Hawaiian organizations. The Small Business Administration 8A program also gives Native groups extra advantages beyond other small minority-owned businesses, but Sandvik says that's because the Native groups each represent large numbers of people and face unique challenges. Another benefit is that while other groups mature out of Small Business Administration programs, Native corporations aren't limited. Sandvik says that's because they have to overcome numerous disadvantages.
In order for us to feel as though we're in a position to guarantee not just today's generations of NANA shareholders, but future generations of NANA shareholders will be able to continue our cultural lifestyle as well as to be a part of the broader U.S. economy and the benefits and the services that are available to other U.S. citizens, we have huge hurdles to overcome before I would feel comfortable saying enough is enough.
Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri called tomorrow's hearing and has asked why Native corporations are afforded so many opportunities. She has also raised questions about whether the government is getting the best deal through the contracts. Sandvik says the contracts are fair and NANA follows through.
The real question, I believe, Senator McCaskill is interested in is whether or not these companies are offering good value to the government through their services. And I would say unequivocally, yes. We are working hard. We're following the rules of the program.
Sandvik says while the number of government contracts with Alaska Native corporations has skyrocketed in recent years, government contracts have also increased in number across the board. Alaska senators plan to attend tomorrow's hearing to support the program.